Nicole, can I get on the staff?
Yeah, Nicole, go ahead.
Thank you, Jack. I applaud you trying to get it down to 5 bullet points. I just want to talk about a few mechanical things. On number one, actually, we do have medical information in our personnel file because, not detailed, but we have to take medical leave, et cetera, et cetera. And we are now keeping track of it much more diligently than before. And so I'd like to some clarification about any and all, because would that really include personnel files? And also, would that include record keeping with regards to confidential settlements, situations like that? I think on number two, it's a little vague as well. Couldn't there just be added some kind of language that maybe there has to be some paper trail of why we're looking for this stuff, or at least some kind of brief calling card or something. We want to see such and such a record because, I mean, shouldn't there be some kind of justification involved? I don't understand the agent assumes the fiduciary obligation. I mean, in this instance, is fiduciary obligation really something we can just pass back and forth like that? And that would be dicey, you know, to be held liable for actions of the agent, the director. So I don't understand that relationship. And I think I agree about number four, voluntarily. I think to protect the foundation, we should be a little firmer in how we do give out what could be construed as confidential information. So I would think just to, you know, protect the credibility and the integrity of the board members and the foundation directors, you would want something a little more rigorous than an agent may voluntarily. I'm just looking out for the interest of the foundation here.
Yeah.
So that's some feedback.
Sherry and Wendy.
Yeah, I just, on the justification, actually the legal guideline that I saw stated that directors should do not have to provide any written explanation of why they want to do this. That's just what I've read, and I think certainly we should send that by Dan. Okay, so I'll go to Sherry.
Right. You don't have to provide a reason. A director has an absolute right to inspect the books, make a reasonable request, and reasonable, I think, is what Jack's bullet points are trying to address here. How do the directors exercise their state law given right without, in so doing, damaging the ongoing business of the foundation and its stations? And those are guidelines for the directors, but they do have an absolute right. I propose that we, if this is appropriate, I guess it moves from this committee to the board for approval.
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to move that. Once legal counsel vets, subsequent to the vetting of this proposal by legal counsel to address the issue of the legal responsibility of agents of delegates, that this be moved to the this be sent to the PNB for its approval.
And also the, I guess, does that include the voluntary versus requisite confidentiality?
No, I'm thinking that's exactly what I thought. That's what we were going to send to Dan.
Yeah, so that falls under it. Yeah.
Right.
Or okay, good.
That's
the motion.
Mary.
Okay, I'm going to call on you, but Mary, have you got Sherry's motion?
Mr. Chair, we're at time.
We're at time.
I move to extend 5 minutes.
I'm sorry. I had just found this thing and I pasted, but the only thing I got was that you wanted to have it sent to the full PNB. And I'm sorry, you just
okay. I
again.
Can repeat it. I move to extend by 10 minutes.
Okay, move to extend.
Oh yeah, well, I got that. Yeah.
Okay, is there any objection to extending by 10 minutes? Okay, hearing none.
Okay. So my motion is that the coordinating committee forward this to the PNB as a motion after it is vetted by legal counsel for the responsibility of agents to sign confidentiality agreements.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to call on Lonnie because he has a point of what, Nia?
It's a point of information. I just wanted to make... Just to ask Sherry, does that include the foundation's records in terms of the motion, and also to Nicole's point that the agent assumes the fiduciary obligation of the director?
That was what was in my mind, and you're right, Nicole. Right. I guess when it's forwarded to counsel, we should also ask for a clarification of what records might be excluded because of.
Okay.
Okay.
So all three will be in there. Thanks.
Also, what records?
Yes.
Records be excluded legally. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lonnie, go ahead.
I think that, as I remember that law, inspection means to look at. And there's always said, as opposed to have people create reports for an inspector. It literally means inspect, what we did was that inspectors could ask to make copies of documents, but generally we took a log so we could identify which documents were copied. But inspect means to look at, but there's no obligation to create special reports for inspecting directors. That was a point that came up over and over again as well.
You would suggest, and to be vetted by legal counsel, adding, and that staff are under no obligation to create reports for inspecting directors?
Yeah, because otherwise you have staff running around creating special reports. Because I understand the law is literally a case of inspection and copy, but not to have people create special reports.
Create special reports.
And Wendy.
Okay. I don't think I've skipped anyone, so I have Sherry and Wendy coming up. Okay.
In response to what Lonnie said, you could just put an asterisk, and then on the bottom a footnote, definition of inspect, the legal definition of inspect, means to look at and not to prepare. You know, you don't have to. Okay.
Means to look at and not prepare report.
Right. Not create reports.
Not create reports.
Yeah.
I guess that works.
Okay.
Wendy?
As I said, this has all been talked about over and over for 5 years. The law is very clear, absolute right under law, any and all foundation records. The bylaws say inspect and copy any and all records. It's very clear. Dan has weighed in on this many times. He says you can't, you know, yes, it's true. No reason needs to be given. No, that the directors are the foundation. They're held liable for the actions of the foundation, and this is in order to protect everybody, the members of the foundation, the public, everyone, that there be this obligation, you know, for directors to know what's in those records, and to do that, then they have to be able to look at them. But the word inspect does not mean prepare a report. We don't have to put that in there. Inspect means look at, and it also specifies copy in the law and in the bylaws. So inspect and copy, it doesn't mean you ask them to prepare a report on the spot. The board, of course, can order the executive director to have whoever prepare a report, but that's not the same thing as inspections. I would just ask not to put that in there. Of course, that doesn't mean prepare a report, because the PNB can ask for reports. They just have to give extra, you know, a reasonable amount of time for staff members to do that while they're doing all their other jobs. But really, you guys, this has been over and over and over this, and the whole the thing about the voluntary confidentiality agreement, I mean, that was nice for Jack to put that in there, but as it can be cited, it's appellate law, you know, that people, that you don't have to sign a confidentiality agreement. I think anybody would. They would, you know, especially after everything we've been through on this. But anyway, that's all. It's
Nicole, can I just speak 1 second?
Okay, Nicole, go ahead.
I just want everybody to remember, I haven't been around for 5 years.
I know.
So if some of my questions seem like, you know, they're really old and tiresome, I've just parachuted in. I can't say that anymore, but...
Okay, I was going to say that some of us who've been around for 5 years have been following this for 5 years, but new people are coming in all the time, and suddenly to be hit with all of this, you know, this somewhat tricky legal question. There are some tricky aspects to it, and I think that, you know, if the more education, the better. I don't think it does any harm.
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia, go ahead.
I think Wendy is actually making the argument that, in terms of being explicit, because we don't have to go over and over it like Wendy just said. And, you know, like Nicola, you just said, if we are discussing this for 5 years and we still are trying to define what inspection is, I think we should be very clear so that we don't have to repeat that. And I certainly won't repeat myself again. So I think I just want to say that we should be explicit.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Is there any objection to going to a vote on the motion?
Or shall we see if there's an objection?
We just referred to the legal.
No objection.
That's what I asked. Is there an objection to going to a vote? But first, Mary, are you prepared to read the motion?
Let me see if I can write. You know, I can decipher it, but the way I wrote it.
A point of information,
very,
Jack, while Mary
very
is looking.
Fluently.
Okay,
fluently.
Go ahead with your point.
Yeah, is Lonnie's point going to be added now to this?
It's already added.
We're waiting to hear what Mary has, and we'll.
I don't know if I'll be able.
We decided
to add
legal.
For a while.
Mr. Chair, I know we're about to vote.
I know. I see. I can't read what I wrote here.
Please, Mary, hold off a second. Bonnie, you said?
I was just telling you that we're at time. I know that we're about to vote, but...
We're about to vote. We just
I move to extend to complete the vote.
Okay. There's no objection. As soon as we vote on this...
Could I ask Sherry to use... I'm sorry, but
I
can't read
that,
what I wrote here at all.
Ready?
I can do, but it will take me a long time.
Mary, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I move that sent to the PNB as a motion from the coordinating committee after it is vetted with counsel. I think an asterisk footnote should be added for a definition of inspect, one sentence, and we particularly want counsel to review the responsibility of an agent to sign confidentiality agreement.
Okay, that's what my definition of inspect. Thank you.
Two and three, Sherry. I'm sorry, I spoke out of turn. I apologize.
Oh.
What two and three?
And
also we want counsel to address
the agent assumes a fiduciary obligation, that part,
and also counsel. Inspect the records. I mean,
right.
Define the records.
And define the records.
Yeah.
Okay. We're requesting that counsel will find.
Okay, so it's resolved that the bullet points be sent to the PNB as a motion from the coordinating committee after being vetted by counsel in regards to definition of inspect and to review the possibilities, the responsibility of an agent to sign a confidentiality agreement and to define what records might be excluded legally.
Right. Yeah, I didn't really want the definition of inspector added to counsel. I just wanted it as a footnote that it means to look at, not create.
Oh, and to add a footnote.
Yeah.
On the definition of inspect.
Okay.
Okay. Mary, can you call the roll?
Okay. See if there's any objection, Jack.
Is there any objection to going to a vote?
Any objection to the motion?
I already did this. Oh, is there any objection to the motion? Okay. Fine. Let's see. Back to my agenda. So the motion is approved. Update on the PNB policy book. Well, I was sent from the national office a red book that, you know, maybe the red book, and I've sent out to the committee scan of the policy book part of it, which seems like it would be actually a very, very useful thing for the board, in fact, for the LSB also, to have as an orientation manual, because I think our LSB members get elected and maybe they get handed the bylaws or claim to have read the bylaws when they run for office. But the bylaws aren't the best orienting mechanism that I can think of. I feel pretty disoriented from all the study of them I've done. So it would be great to have some kind of book that explains the organizational structure with references to the bylaws. I'm not sure that this is the book that some people have been talking about. Now, Wendy, you've offered to get a copy from Doc at some point in the future.
And, right.
Yeah, and that should resolve that issue. The other question is, I mean, we need an updated policy book from the board, of board motion.
Oh, yeah.
And I know there's been a lot of work done on that. It should be current through September 07. It's just, I know I've got one that goes up through 05 and maybe early 06. And then I think the 07 book may only be online. I don't know if I have it in a single document. If anybody has in one document the PMB policies up through September 07, please send them to me.
Somebody send it to everybody.
I think someone says that they're on the web, and I've gone on the PacificaFoundation.org site and seen sort of a trail that takes you, what do they call them in web design? It's like a breadcrumb trail that takes you through all these motions. But, we need something that we can refer to as a reference so that we know what the board has passed, so that we're not reinventing any more wheels than we ordinarily would. I don't know. Does anyone have any discussion on this item?
Well, I have a question here.
Okay, Mary, your question.
There is the policy book, which isn't just the things the PNB passed, but there's the list of motions that is being added to. Are you speaking of the list of motions and they do go?
I think of a board policy book as the list of motions, sometimes categorized. So rather than having to go through the minutes, you look up, you know, something.
I see. You're not talking about the red book, then, that we have been talking about.
I would be talking about the red book. I'm just not sure that the red book that I have is the red book that others have described.
Well, that's
We'll know when different. Wendy gets the red book from Doc. We'll know if we're talking about apples and oranges or apples.
Yeah, it's different.
And just if I could just say, it's going to take a couple of weeks because I have to use the scanner at work and I won't be there for 2 weeks. So,
thanks a lot, Wendy. This
no problem.
Great help.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Now we're getting into if no objection, we'll move on. Looking ahead to the affiliate director's election for 09. I don't know if everyone is aware. I sent out the bylaws provision on how the affiliate directors' elections take place. It's Article 5, Section 4 of the bylaws. What happened last year, or according to the bylaws, the affiliate directors are elected at the board meeting of March. And last year, the board decided to move it ahead, and the election took place, I think, in December. The arguments I've heard aren't really compelling to move it up to me, but I don't know. People that were around for that discussion may have another viewpoint. I've heard things like, well, it was so that the affiliate directors could be seated in January. I guess, but then the other side of the coin is that you have the electorate, the people electing those directors, a large number of them just leaving, and then the results of their decision, they're not... it just would be funny, for example, for the outgoing board to elect officers for the next year. So for the electorate to sort of walk away from the decision they've made seems a little strange. It doesn't seem like that's the way democracy is supposed to work. So I'm sort of inclined to think that we should simply stick with what the bylaws say and elect affiliate directors in March, but I wonder what people think, as we need to start thinking about this now. So would anyone like to weigh in?
Jamie would like to speak.
Sure, Jamie.
Yeah, Jack, I agree with your point. I think our best bet is to stick with the bylaws. If we deviate from the bylaws, you know, we can get into problems. People can say later, well, you didn't follow the bylaws. And, you know, who knows what can result from that. And whereas if we follow the bylaws, basically our actions are unimpeachable. So I think it's, you know, in order to keep things simple and to keep the foundation out of trouble, out of unnecessary trouble, we should follow the bylaws as best as we can. Or if there's some real reason why this March thing is bad, you know, the bylaws can be changed if necessary. But it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. I mean, I didn't hear anybody, you know, present a good reason why March was such a bad thing. So I would concur with Jack.
This is Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy, go ahead.
Well, it's just odd that the station, you know, the people from the stations are seated in January, and then 2 months later you seat two other people. It's just weird, you know. But in one way to look at it is that another thing is that means that affiliate directors can never be officers because the board elects the officers in January. Now, I think that the framers of the bylaws had that in mind, that affiliate directors should not be officers of the PNB. But we've done it both ways. I don't know. It just seems odd to have two members of the board getting their feet wet 2 months after everybody else. And so the other thing that happens is then those affiliate directors stay on for the next 3 months while the new directors from the stations are seated in January. So in a way, that does provide a little bit of continuity for the rest of the board. If a lot of them change out, at least you have those affiliate directors who were there last year who stay on for the first couple of months. But it was just weird.
I'd like to speak to it also.
Was that Nia asking to speak before Mary?
Yes, it was. But actually, Wendy must have read my mind. She said everything I was going to say.
Okay, Mary.
Yeah, I think, you know, it is odd, and I think in my understanding, there was not any problem at all, and it wasn't getting in any kind of trouble to have a simple rule, a special rule of order. We're perfectly within our right to do it, and our bylaws say that we can do this if we want to, and so forth. And I think it was much better when we had made that. It seems like such a small change, but it's not only odd, but it's out of sync. And the people who were there in March, they don't know anything. And so to get on the same page, there's a thing that feels very much out of sync that is not, it doesn't work as smoothly. And then at the end, theoretically, they'd be having for a few months over, but those particular months are when everybody else is trying to learn, you know, the new ones, are learning the ropes. So it isn't doing any good. It doesn't really act like a continuity, really. I just think it's, I was, so far I've seen it, it's been much better, and I was amazed that it would make that much difference for such a small little thing, but it seems really much more efficient and smooth.
Okay, well, we seem to have a variety of opinions on this. I don't know. Sia, do you have any, what was your experience coming in on January? I mean, how do you think you would have felt coming in on March? Care to venture an opinion? I don't know. She's probably muted. Okay, well, I don't know that there's any action here for this meeting on this item, but I did want to raise it on everybody's radar. We're going to, I don't know if there's a policy now that's a standing rule that the election should take place early. We'll have to look that up.
Jack, I have just one input. Jack, this is Nicole.
Okay, Nicole.
Wasn't Afia seated at your January meeting?
Yes.
So you've done it earlier?
Yes, we have.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was just wondering if we want to do that again, or we want to I'm revisiting the issue. I don't know. I wasn't part of the discussion last year.
Got it. No, never mind.
I'm wondering what people think. Is there anyone?
Jack,
does somebody want to be recognized with that, Jamie?
Yeah, I have sort of a point of parliamentary inquiry, I guess it
okay.
is. If we want to, you know, not do what the bylaws say and do it differently, is that a special rule of order, or is that some...
I have been uneasy about some of the special rules that have been used on Pacifica. I would have to really study it, and you might get, you know, you might consult a parliamentarian on this one, or maybe seek legal advice, whether we're, in essence, violating the bylaws when we just pass a special rule and say, well, the bylaws are, you know, don't matter that much. If it's, I think, some of these issues where you supersede the bylaws with a rule or a policy, it has to be an issue where it's just vital to our functioning and not necessarily a preference, but that would be my inclination. But I don't have the answer, and I know there'd probably be some arguments about it.
It's definitely shaky.
Yeah. I mean,
well, perhaps
how
thing
can,
that,
I mean,
perhaps
if we're going to go to court over dates that are in the bylaws in the LSB elections and then we're going to ignore them for other items, it seems a little,
perhaps the thing to do would be to propose, I mean, if people prefer the December one better, just to propose an amendment. How can you explain to me, Jack, how difficult, like what steps it would take to have such an amendment, you know, pass?
The problem with amendments, besides the fact that Pacifica bifurcates and divides about everything, is that it requires a considerable administrative effort. We've amended the bylaws once.
Uh-huh.
The problem is, if you can envision somebody trying to get all five stations to run carts for 60 days, and what will happen is a director who's taken this on will probably, you know, contact the ED and say, I need all five stations to run this cart for 60 days, and then the ED will probably communicate that to the GMs, and then somebody has to find out if it's actually happening. So it either puts a big burden on, you know, somebody in staff to ensure that all of this process is going on. Meanwhile, you have to get the LSBs alerted and scheduled to vote in the same calendar month, not in the same 30-day period, in the same calendar month to have their delegates. We're getting better at it. We managed to approve one last year. I have sort of decided that I will never take on amending the bylaws because I don't want to go put myself through that. Somebody would have to take charge of all these moving parts.
Right. I see. Okay, well, thank you. That's very helpful.
Any other discussion of the affiliates direction? Director's election. Okay, hearing none, I refer to my agenda, and I see adjourning. Coming.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, is there any objection to adjourning?
No.
Nope. Hearing no objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your time, patience, and interest.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, thanks,
good night, everyone.
Thank you, and good night, and have a wonderful whatever.